Josh sitting practice today. We started him off in the team. Well, he went through all the individual. Felt good. So we put him into the team drills, worked the opponent scout team, and also took team reps with the first team. So really how he responds from us will be a big part of the decision that goes into Josh sitting the situation. But it was great to see him in the team drills.
And it's if a guy's cleared, he's cleared, he can play. There's no...
Definitely. If the medical staff clears him, we'll feel confident that he'll be ready to play.
You said you're optimistic about Pickett. Are you still there with him?
I think so. Tomorrow they'll look at Ryan and Brandon. So you have the full week. We feel confident in those guys. Our medical staff will, Dr. John Gray will go through the evaluation and, we'll trust his judgment. So they're progressing.
Mike, no pads today. Is that part of the rule thing?
Correct. Yeah, no pads today. We've used two of our three for the last 5 weeks. So we have one padded practice left in the regular season.
Have you taken a second? I know your day-to-day mode and you got a big picture out, but have you taken even a second to think about what you guys have accomplished as far as you got the second longest winning streak in NFL history? You want a chance to be one of like six teams that are going to be known at all. You ever even now take a second to say, wow, this is pretty remarkable what we're doing?
Not outside this room, no. I really haven't. That's probably not true. People say things to you and you acknowledge it, but I really don't think about that. We actually talked about it today in our team meeting. We have, we're in the middle of a journey. That's the biggest challenge. The beginning of the journey is usually fun. It's exciting. There's a newness to it. The hardest part is the middle part, and that's where we're at. But I'm aware of it because I have to answer questions about how many games we won. But I really do. I think those are conversations and moments for after the fact. That's just my opinion. That's the way I view it. I'm proud of our players. I'm proud of our team for what they've done. I don't want to diminish it, but it's not a focus of mine.
Going back to the padded practices, Mike. What were your thoughts going in, knowing you had a limited number, and now that you're really one away from wrapping up? I mean, were you okay with it, the number of padded practices, or not?
Am I okay with the fact that not? I mean, I don't think there's a coach in the world would be okay with someone telling me how many times they could put pads on their football team, but that's the rules. I'm sure there's rules in every line of business that you probably don't agree with. So I don't think it helps you. It doesn't help not being able to put your team in pads when you feel that they need to be in pads. So, but that's the rules.
Mike, what are the provisions for playoffs in terms of practicing
in pads? It's once a week. My understanding, you're allowed to put your team in pads once a week. And actually, I'm just checking on the bye week. So this to see how many, if we just get the one padded practice there. I just want to clarify that.
Give much hope to Bishop or Starks for this week?
Bishop, I would say, would be challenged. Desmond's further away than we probably anticipated. But James is making progress, and we'll give him every opportunity to play.
You mentioned the questions you get. ESPN was trying real hard to get your plan for what happens if you win on Sunday. Are you kind of enjoying at any level the fact that you're keeping people guessing? I mean, when you're undefeated, people want to talk about what you're going to do once everything's wrapped up, and you seem to be, you did put it out there that you had a plan and then didn't tell anyone.
I don't enjoy this part of my job. My job is to keep the team focused, is to keep the team on point, to make sure they have a clear understanding what's in front of them each day, each week, and there is a long-term plan. But really, I'm not trying to keep anybody guessing. There are some open, there's some openness to the decision. I mean, we got to win this game, first of all, or it's an irrelevant conversation. And I understand everybody has to, the storylines and the history of it. I'm totally on top of all that. But I have a football team that I have to manage every single day. A lot of different personalities. You have a medical staff that they're making evaluations and a little up and down this week. We're not as healthy as I thought we might have been this time. as opposed to coming out of the game, you know, Sunday night. So then, and that, these are normal things you go through as a coach. So I can't get caught up in the you know, the media coverage of the football team and change my approach of how we get the team ready to play. I'm not going to do that. So I'm not trying to keep anybody guessing. My goal is to do my job every day, and that's to get this team ready to beat Kansas City. And I'm expecting a big effort from Kansas City. The more I watch their defense on film, I'm very impressed with them. They're one of the best defenses we've played this year, and that's not – I'm not trying to, you know, just try to add something to this game. And they've had a change there. It's a tough place to play. This is going to be a tough game. I believe in all my heart, and I got to make sure my team's ready for that.
Like Jordy Nelson, for one, when he gets asked that question that Jason's referring to a lot, always points out the experience of going through the Super Bowl and that kind of pressure and media obligation and so on and so forth. How do you think, A, that's helped the players, and then, B, helped yourself deal with, you know, what's happened and what might be to come here?
Well, it's a long NFL season. I do not like to harp on last year because I feel strongly this is a different team. But there are experiences that you can draw from. There are obviously men in the room that went through those experiences last year, and it's come up a couple times this year in particular games where we just reminded them to conduct themselves as champions. Champions handle certain situations, you know, the right way. And it's whether the increased meeting, when this room gets full, the locker room's full, it's a reminder of handling your business properly, tighten up your focus. You know, the hype, you get in certain games, there's more hype than others. And I think our football team's done a good job of that so far. And going back to what you asked before, it's my job to keep them on point. And that's, I wake up every day, and that's my goal.
Tomorrow.
Correct.
So did you kind of formulate it over the years in case you were?
Oh, absolutely. Ted and I had a conversation Monday about just the past, and you know, if this case, I mean, it's really not a hard decision. You either do or don't. I mean, let's not make it any bigger than that. But you look at all the variables, and that's what you do when you make those kind of decisions, and you do what's best for your team.
Mike, how did your time in Kansas City shape the kind of coach you are now, and is Arrowhead a place you kind of look forward to getting back to?
My foundation of being a coach in the National Football League was built in Kansas City. It's a outstanding organization, have great ownership. It was a great experience. We had good, very, very good football teams. We just, you know, we didn't win the championship, unfortunately. But they treated my family very well, the Hunt family. Had an excellent mentor, and Marty Schottenheimer was on the coaching staff that I learned so much football from. I mean, the offensive staff my first year, they're all guys you just couldn't absorb enough knowledge from. So I had a chance to be around Hall of Fame football players at a young age. I was 29 years old. So a lot of things I do today are because of my experience in Kansas City.